What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and the coming weekend here. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in the control room today, filling in for Mike. And let's just get right on into it to the Kavanaugh Carnival, if you will. And by the way, yes, we did get our test alert for the nationwide presidential alert system to warn us of incoming ballistic missiles or war or pandemic or just to give Donald Trump another way to get information to us without having to go through the corporate media. So that was all done with. Looking at what's going on, though, over at the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the Democrats are still fighting tooth and nail, and they're still trying to find some way to stop this from moving forward. But this whole case against Kavanaugh is collapsing. This sexual assault, all these allegations, and they keep coming up with new ones, all of them anonymous, all of them non-verifiable. But it is falling apart. It is falling apart. If you go on out and you look at comments on social media, people absolutely, they're fed up with this. We've had enough of this nonsense. And we know it is nonsense. And we know that, getting somebody to hurl an allegation about, a half a century ago, this person touched me inappropriately and I can't prove it, but just take my word for it. It's ridiculous. People are just sick and tired of it. So it is falling apart, which is why the New York Times is over there regurgitating an old story about Trump's taxes, and the Democrats are trying to bring up the fact, well, my goodness, he drinks. We got to, he's got a drinking problem. We should block him on that. And they haven't quite gotten down to the overdue library books, but I think sooner or later they're going to get there. What has really pulled the rug out from all of this is that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony against Kavanaugh has completely unraveled because a former boyfriend submitted a sworn statement basically refuting her key claims. And Grassley is out there saying that, this has to be dealt with. He's in contact with Ford's lawyer saying, what's going on here? So this longtime boyfriend came on out. And what he said was that, let's see, I'm looking for the name of the boyfriend. It was originally withheld. It's been released, though. But basically, this is what was in the letter that, Brian Merrick, that's his name. He said, in all the time that they were together, they were a couple for a while, Ford never mentioned any sexual assault. She never mentioned Kavanaugh. Ford is not, in fact, scared of confined spaces. She's not scared of flying. She's a jet setter. And here's the intriguing part. Ford knew how to beat a polygraph, and that gets a little stickier a bit further on. But apparently the reason they broke up the relationship is that Ford was cheating on him. And then after they had separated, continued to use his credit cards, which basically amounted to fraud. Remember when this whole thing first came on up about how Christine Ford, she passed the polygraph test. And I said, polygraphs are not accurate. They're very subjective. They're not admissible as evidence in a court of law. And don't forget, Ted Bundy passed his polygraph. And now here's where it gets really interesting, because apparently, according to the boyfriend, Christine Ford was a coaching her friend, this Monica, who was getting ready for a job with the FBI, Monica McLean, on how to pass a polygraph. Now, she testified. I mean, Ford testified under oath. She's never given tips on someone how to beat a polygraph. So we now know Ford has lied under oath. All right, let's take a phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeehaw, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, you know the thing is about this emergency alert system? You know, Mike, I remember before this digital TV stuff came out, you know, pretty much you had your emergency broadcast system, but, you know, it was more like laid dormant, and pretty much the TV networks took care of everything. But there was an Amber Alert. They would split the screen on the TV and, you know, and a lot of program go on. Ever since they did the digital TV, it's like the emergency broadcast system comes on. It makes the big loud noise, interrupts your programming. I mean, very unnecessary with the scroll on the bottom of the screen with a message. And, you know, and now we got this emergency alert system, and I just think this is going to turn the president into a cult of personality, you know.
Well, there was actually a lawsuit filed against this test and against the system itself in New York by people who are saying they're concerned that this is just going to be used for propaganda, that this system will be used to try and spook us all into, you know, going a direction without taking the time to think about it. And the timing of this system being set up and tested relative to our concerns about a coming false flag may not be coincidental.
Exactly. And, well, I've been hearing, like, a lot of rumors that a mass arrest, 50,000, you know, all that stuff, and, you know, and military tribunals. And, you know, I've been sort of, like, arguing against tribunals because you want to know why? They lack due process, especially if you're going to try civilians. I don't care if they're traitors or not. You know, they still are entitled to due process. I don't care what courtroom they're into.
And that, I agree with you. And if you look at the history of the Nuremberg trials, I mean, there were forced confessions, basically they were saying, we're going to get you for World War II. We're going to make it look like it's all legal and official, but it isn't. You know, just get used to the fact that we're going to be hanging most of you.
Because I know in the Kavanaugh hearings, they had one of the questions was, you know, civilians cooperating with a foreign power, they don't fall under civilian law, they fall under military. And, you know, that's sort of like highly questionable because, you know, in a military tribunal, you can't bring your own witnesses on your behalf. And I don't really think you can hire a civilian lawyer to give you a vigorous defense to bring, you know, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I've been hearing this story about how there are all these unsealed indictments and there are going to be mass arrests and there's going to be this and that. I think it's fake news. I think it's a rumor that was started to get us all to sit on our rear ends and say, okay, help is coming. We don't need to do anything today. And I kind of reject that. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, another good thing I kind of noticed, the Republican Party in Texas is starting to starting to get the message because now they're offering, they want poll watchers, and they're running classes. This is all the Republican Party, Harris County, I think Brazoria County, and a bunch of others, classes on preserving election integrity. I mean, they want you to go out and follow buses now. I mean,
I'm glad somebody's doing something about that problem because, I mean, the Democrats are in a panic right now. And if they can't win the Congress, they are certainly going to try and steal it.
If they can't win, fair cheat.
Yes.
That's their motto. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, the problem with Texas also, some of those counties are passing those school laws in school where you can't criticize Israel. So, you know, Texas is like wishy-washy to me on certain things, you know, like South Carolina, you know, that, unfortunately. You know. But, Mike, yeah, you're right. This whole tribunal thing, just like Hillary, let's lock her up. You know, it's nonsense. It's not going to happen. There's no tribunals coming, people. Nothing's coming.
Yeah, there's we just have the world war is going to get worse and worse. And I am still convinced the United States ultimately is going to lose it.
Mike, I got to talk about this Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle. These guys are like way out there. I remember they keep, it's like Hodges kept, that was the Common Sense show. Remember, there was Russian Spetsnaz over here going to knock out our power grid, and then there was, they're going to, now it's Steve Quayle and Dave Hodges, there's going to be a civil war right before a nuclear, the nuclear strike. I mean, these guys are just taking two different things and making them one thing, you know? Like, I mean, I don't trust those two at all, because they're flaky. But, like, I don't know, what's your thought on them?
I think they're trying to sensationalize their presentation in the hope that it's going to build their audience. And yeah, it can work. That's why the tabloids are so successful, as opposed to media that is just trying to report the news, you know, without embellishment.
I'm not saying there won't be a civil war because, you know, we have our history, and I won't say there won't ever be a nuclear war because you look at what's going on now. But yeah, they sensationalize this stuff, Mike, and it's sad how they use something like that just to get, like, ratings or this or that. I mean, I'm still waiting for the Spetsnaz to set off an EMP over here. what a joke, man. People bought it. You know, people believe in this. You know, but, Mike, I got to switch gears if I have time. I want to talk about Russia issued a warning to Israel about their electronic warfare is alert on their electronic warfare is set up. So
yes,
it's a warning to not trust them. You know, they're nice enough to say, don't, you know, they're giving them the warning, you know. And then, Mike, real quick, I want to talk about Iran, how we're pulling out of the 55 treaty. Now, I'm not up to what the 55 treaty was, what that was, per se.
Just a treaty of friendship, and it was struck, you know, when the Shah of Iran was in power. And the reason the U.S. has now canceled that treaty is that the United Nations High Court ruled in favor of Iran that there cannot be sanctions on humanitarian supplies going into the country. And so Pompeo threw a tantrum and pulled out of the treaty, or Trump threw a tantrum and pulled out of the treaty.
Yeah, like I go back to keep saying about Trump. Nope, don't like him no more. Thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here for the Kavanaugh carnival, as it were. One of the things that's really puzzling is Christine Ford. I think this whole thing got away from her. I think her idea was she was going to send in this letter to Dianne Feinstein, ask for anonymity, and tell her story to try and damage Kavanaugh, and that would be the end of it. And it got out of her control, and all of a sudden she's being challenged on this thing, and she started naming friends from school as her witnesses, none of whom have corroborated any of the things that she's claimed. And one of the friends that were named, Leyland Kaiser, was completely blindsided. Ford didn't even give her a heads up. This was going to be coming down, you know, the pike there. And she was interviewed in Daily Mail TV and said this woman was just absolutely left reeling when all of a sudden she wakes up one morning and her name is everywhere, all over the media. And apparently it was a bit of a shock. And I can imagine it would be a bit of a shock here. All right, let's take another phone call. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This whole Kavanaugh thing, I know people think it's like another Sandra Levy or whatever, but I think it's actually one of the best red-pilling stories that I've seen in a while, and that's why I'm enjoying it. I think that the Republicans, if they were smart, would delay it another week or another 2 weeks, because in the next 2 weeks, her story, the more you analyze it, is going to fall apart more and more and more, and it's going to discredit all her defenders and all the Democrats. It's going to validate the president. It's also going to continue to alienate the people that the Democrats stupidly continue to alienate, even after what they learned with Trump. The white,
yep,
Catholic, middle class, Reagan Democrats. I mean, they are really gaining absolutely nothing from this at all politically. They already have the radical feminist vote. That's not going to, yep, improve with, I mean, that's already locked. They are even alienating black people, if you ask me. The black males, black men, I should say, are probably, I guarantee you they see the witch hunt in this. They don't like this any more than white males.
No, they don't. The Democrats have alienated all men, you know, with this. We presume you're guilty of sexual assault, you know, and our accusation is all the proof that we need. But I disagree with delaying this. I think this needs to get wrapped up and put away, because, first of all, it's making us look really bad to the rest of the world. Second of all, we're 5 weeks away from the midterm elections. And I'm sure that members of the Senate, you know, need to be working on their campaigns and not get distracted by this stuff anymore. But this has been a complete and abject failure, and I can understand the panic for the Democrats, not just the fact that Kavanaugh is likely to be confirmed now, but the fact that just 5 weeks away from the midterm, their public image is not looking very good at all. And you're absolutely right. All men of any color are going to be looking at this revival of the 1990s male bash feminism with a great deal of distaste. Anybody who's old enough to remember what was going on back then realizes how bad men were being treated. And who wants to vote for a party that's pushing that agenda again?
Well, also, I would guarantee that 90% of the women that voted for Trump aren't going along with this radical feminist witch hunt. So in that regard, if they thought that they were going to get Trump voting women to go along with this charade, I think they're a lot smarter than the average brainwashed lefty that comes out of the colleges these days. It's really a shame, though. I mean, I'm a union guy, and it's a shame to see the Democratic Party being hijacked by these radical leftists. My buddy was a union official, and years ago they started coming in there and telling him about gay rights and abortion rights. And he says, well, I just want to get better wages for my guys. And they're like, oh, no, we want you to stress this. And these radical crazies have destroyed or are in the process. You're witnessing the destruction of a great party, and it's sad. It's really sad to see.
Well, they did it to themselves. That's all I can say. But I would like to see this over and done with this week, because we've got other things that we all need to be looking at, like Syria and Iran and Russia, all these war zones, which corporate media is just not covering right now. And I'm very, very concerned that they're going to try and basically surprise us with a new war. And it may happen right after the midterm elections. So thank you for the call, Joe. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news, because I got a lot of stuff to get through here. Okay, so we're talking about the performance of these accusers of Kavanaugh. And apparently, Swetnick was giving an interview on NBC Monday night where she walked back. She backpedaled from what was in her sworn statement and basically came back and said that she saw Kavanaugh near the punch, but didn't actually see him or Mark Judge pour anything in there. And at one point, she called him Mark Kavanaugh. So, I mean, she doesn't even have his name straight here. Alan Dershowitz is out there saying if Julie Swetnick lied, she should be tried for perjury and sent to prison. Ditto the same thing for Christine Ford. And don't worry, Christine, we'll make sure that your jail cell has two front doors on it, so you'll feel comfortable. Now, Donald Trump basically came on out and reminded everybody of how the Democrats tried this with him back in 2016, that women were being approached and being offered rather substantial sums of money to come forward and say Trump did this, Trump did that, and, you know, it was horrible, my life was ruined. Apparently, one of the women who was solicited to do this went public. She turned down $750,000 and said, no, my honor and integrity has a much, much higher price tag than that. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to be right back with more about this whole Kavanaugh circus after these few words.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yes, once again, we are standing here with our hands outstretched saying, please help us. Help us pay our bills. Help us replace worn out equipment. Help us buy, you know, some kibble for our control room technicians. And the address to donate, if you wish to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call on in to make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1. And don't forget that Front Sight Firearms Academy training promotion is back on from now through the end of the year. And it's a really, really good deal. If I lived in the western part of the U.S., I'd go for it myself. And of course, if you want to donate to whatreallyhappened.com, you can do that on the front page of my website. And it's all needed and it's all welcome. And if you look at the vast sums of money that are being spent by people like George Soros to lie to you, you understand how little it is we're asking from you to tell you the truth. So you might want to keep that in mind. All righty. So getting on back to the news here. contrary to earlier expectations, the FBI is wrapping up their new latest greatest number 7 investigation into Kavanaugh today, and apparently the report is going to be delivered to Capitol Hill very shortly. And here is where the story gets interesting, because no less a person than Dianne Feinstein has called for the results of this investigation to be kept under seal. So we are hearing that the report is going to be put in a safe, and the senators will be able to look at it in a secure environment. Translation, the FBI didn't find anything, or they even found something even more damaging to the accusers. And Feinstein doesn't want it out there. So it really has turned into a circus. Now, do you remember not too long ago, there was this situation where Jeff Flake had been accosted in an elevator by these two women claiming they were victims of sexual abuse, and how could he vote for Brett Kavanaugh? And they got Flake to back off and say that he wasn't going to vote for Kavanaugh unless there was this last final FBI investigation. So it turns out those two women were not just ordinary protesters. They're astroturfed activists. Now, astroturfing means they're pretending to be grassroots, ordinary people. They're not. They're activists. One of them is co-executive director of the Soros-funded left-wing group Center for Democracy and Center for Democracy Action Fund. The women's names are Maria Gallagher and Anna Maria Arkilla. And basically, Jeff Flake got played. The GOP got played. They got suckered. And here is where it gets even better. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has accidentally let slip that Anna Maria Arkilla is an illegal alien, not even supposed to be in the country. Then we have the other friend, Monica McLean, the person that Ford's ex-boyfriend said that Ford coached on how to pass a polygraph examination. And it appears that Monica McLean did in fact work for the FBI. And that raises a legal problem for Monica, because if Monica knew that Ford was committing perjury, Monica had a legal obligation to inform the FBI that she knew Christine Ford was lying about that polygraph test. Monica could lose her security clearance over this. So, and right at the 11th hour, just when the Democrats needed it, Kamala Harris comes up with a letter claiming Kavanaugh and a friend repeatedly raped a woman in the backseat of a car after giving her a lift home from a party. The woman, of course, is anonymous. No date, no time, absolutely nothing to back it up. It's just, yes, Kavanaugh gave me a ride home from a party, and he and his friend raped me multiple times in the back seat. End of story. This is desperation on the cusp of madness. If that had really happened, wouldn't this girl have, like, called the police, told her parents or something? I mean, this feminist Get Kavanaugh agenda is creating an image of women who can be raped with impunity, because they'll never tell. They'll never call the police. They'll never tell anybody about it. It'll be 30, 40 years down the road when you're being nominated for a Supreme Court seat that all of a sudden they'll say, yes, it happened. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, this whole sexual assault fiasco is falling apart. The wheels have come off of it. And so now the Democrats, they're desperate. They brought up this issue where Kavanaugh was spoken to by police in a bar fight where apparently he threw some ice at somebody. You know, like, wow. There's a career wrecker. And now, of course, they're talking about his drinking. And it is no secret that many politicians drink. In fact, remember at the State of the Union when Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell asleep? She's admitted she was drunk. So it goes with the job. But everybody's still out there hurling accusations. And, you know, Adam Schiff was out there just screaming. You know, for 2 years we've seen how the flaw of this deeply unethical man in the Oval Office has infected the whole of government. But watching the audience laugh at Trump's ridicule of a sexual assault survivor, we see the damage runs much deeper and debases our public discourse. So now they're attacking Donald Trump because he got up there and basically laid out Ford's entire case. You assaulted me. Oh, where did it happen? I don't remember. When did it happen? I don't remember. Did you report it to the police? I don't remember. All she remembers is she had a beer here. But there was a rebuttal to Adam Schiff that came out of Your Perception Is Not Reality, that Schiff has to be kidding. The whole Democratic Party is flawed, and what they did to Judge Kavanaugh is anything but ethical. They tried to ruin the man's life for no other reason than political gain. And that's exactly what was going on. And I hope all of America is paying attention to that, because it will impact the elections. I'm already seeing stories on the corporate media about how this might have an impact on the midterm elections in 5 weeks. And the Democrats were kind of counting on the women who voted for Trump in 2016 to not bother going to the polls in November. This whole display may, in fact, have motivated the Republicans to get on out there. And so we'll see. In fact, I saw two polls where Democrats are starting to slide versus the Republicans. All right, we're going to take a phone call from James in North Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, Mike, how are you doing? This proposal from Senator Feinstein to keep the results of the FBI investigation, to keep it sealed, I'm assuming they're going to have that put in the sub-basement of the Capitol, and you can't carry any recording equipment, and you have to go into the room naked.
Ooh, that's a terrible image. That's a terrible image.
But it's one thing I keep wondering about, and I just can't believe how it is that the Democrats manage to get more of their agenda accomplished as a minority than the Republicans do as a majority. I mean, it seems like over and over again that whenever the Democrats run up against any kind of resistance, they double down and just come back at you twice as hard, whereas the Republicans, the first thing they do is try and find some place to run and hide.
Well, I wouldn't describe it at that as that. I think what the Republicans' leadership understood is that this whole confirmation fiasco was going to make the Democrats look bad. And I think it was a conscious decision to take the high road, to not be combative, to basically go along with the Democrats as much as possible, because everybody's been watching this confirmation circus, and the Republicans are coming out of it, looking like they're still politicians that understand the rules, and the Democrats have come out of it looking like hysterical, screaming memes that are willing to lie and destroy men's lives just for political gain.
Well, I mean, I understand that that strategy, but it just seems to me that the Republicans just don't have a stomach for a fight when they need to put up one. It seems like Lindsey Graham is the only person, only Republican I've seen that's shown any stones in the hearings, and you see what they're now doing to him with these slurs.
Yes.
About his being a closeted gay.
You know, and what's really ironic, of course, is the Democrats are supposed to be the party, that it supports LGBT. And yet when does something they don't like, he's a closet gay. We got to get him out of the closet. You know, I'll be honest. I don't care if Lindsey Graham is gay. I really don't. And I'm tired of politicians trying to use these kinds of things as weapons. Let's go back and talk about, what Kavanaugh's rulings have been in the past, because we didn't get a lot of that. But I want this thing to just be over. And it has degenerated into a circus. And I think the Republicans deliberately gave the Democrats enough rope to hang themselves in the eyes of the public. The optics on this thing have been terrible. And I got a couple of stories coming up about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. So Joe Scarborough is out there calling out the Democrats and even the media on this hit job, this smear job on Kavanaugh. Now, Scarborough says that if he were a senator, he would not vote for Brett Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court. But that doesn't mean he's happy with how the judge was being treated. And that's exactly my point of view. I have issues with Kavanaugh. I have issues with his interpretation of the Fourth Amendment. I have issues with his participation in the cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster. Okay, but we have to remain a nation of rules, a nation of ethics, a nation where everybody is playing by the same playbook and not just out there screaming hysterically and hurling lies and smear jobs to destroy their political enemies. I mean, this goes, again, back to the Clintons, the politics of personal destruction. Somebody's in your way, you find a way to destroy their character and ruin their reputation. And, you know, I went through this myself after that Vince Foster situation when I got blacklisted out of Hollywood. People were spreading around some, you know, pretty nasty things about me. None of them were true, of course, here. So, as you know, over this last weekend, Saturday Night Live basically piled onto Kavanaugh. And what was interesting is it came out less than a year after the very same Saturday Night Live came out in full support for serial groper Al Franken. And remember, there was a photograph of Al Franken groping the breasts of a sleeping woman, which apparently he thought that was funny. And so you have, again, the media bias is on display. If it's a Democrat, it's cool. Yeah, it's just a little, you know, horsing around and groping. If it's a Republican, oh my goodness, he touched her little finger without permission. Now, somebody ran a poll online. Is Brett Kavanaugh suited to be our next Supreme Court justice? And here are the results as of the last time I checked. Yes, Judge Kavanaugh has an impeccable record, and these salacious claims are just false. 9,078 votes. No, there are serious and credible accusations being made against Judge Kavanaugh. He should not be allowed to be on the Supreme Court. That one got only 613 votes. Then there was the third category of not sure. There are serious accusations, but based on witness corroboration, they could be false. That got 235 votes. So the public didn't buy this. The public didn't buy this. And again, people who are close to my AGE, remember, they went through the same thing with Clarence Thomas. They tried to do it in Trump in 2016. And the sides are just polarizing. It's getting more polarized every single day. The other day we were talking about this associate professor of security studies over at Georgetown University, Dr. Carol Christine Fair. And she tweeted on out, look at this chorus of entitled white men justifying a serial rapist's arrogated entitlement. All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasps. Bonus, we castrate their corpses and feed them to the swine. Yes, end quote. Now, that's a pretty shocking tweet. And in an age where institutions very often take umbrage for people's social media posts outside their official duties, you would have thought Georgetown University might want to step on in and say that was not an appropriate thing to do. Nope. Georgetown University is backing this lady 100%. Okay. What's going on here? It goes beyond the accusations. It's psychological terrorism. And by throwing all these accusations, even if they turn out to be false, it's going to sever associations that Kavanaugh's had for a lot of years. People are not going to be seen with him because they're going to get tarnished by that smear, even though it was proven false. It's part of the herd instinct, I guess. And again, I went through that after my blacklisting following the murder of Vince Foster. People I'd known in the business for years refused to talk to me, would cross the street to just not be seen with me. Amazing. Story coming out of Oons.com, and more people are realizing that in their quest to get Brett Kavanaugh, the Democrats have, in fact, revived the 1990s militant feminist, male bash, all men are rapists playbook, if you will. And white heterosexual males, we're being renditioned to the punishment hole. And we've seen the feminists rather than, and again, this goes back to that book, Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Summers, where the original feminists were all about equality, equal pay for equal work, equal access to credit and education. These were all good things. They wanted women to stand as equals to men. The militant feminists who hijacked it wanted to reverse the order. They wanted women dominant and men subordinate. And that was, again, part of the rationale back in the 1990s of encouraging women to hurl false accusations of rape. And right now, it's all about men are bad, men are rapists, men hate women, misogyny, misogyny, misogyny. And feminists seem to love misogyny because without it, their lives would be completely bleak and devoid of any meaning. It's like I was saying about the liberals the other day. They're not offended. They're looking for things to be offended by. Because without something to be offended by, they don't have anything. Their entire identity, their self-image is built around being offended and out there screaming for social justice and for men to use the women's ladies' room here. Now, there's going to be a backlash. We saw that in the 1990s. We saw with the collapse of the rape hysteria that real rape victims were often ignored by police departments who'd been sued for previous false arrests. And there's this other article over in the American Thinker, which is predicting the backlash from what we just saw in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a backlash against men interacting with women. And so there's this article that came on out and said, you know, why hire a woman where, you know, at any moment they can come up with an accusation with no proof required and destroy you? Why would you interact with a woman in a professional setting without lots and lots of witnesses? And that makes it more trouble than it's really worth. The genders are going to be split apart by this. And some of it gets really silly. I mean, there was an article that came out of the Washington Post saying that consent had to be, you know, very specific and explicit. You know, that if it wasn't absolutely, you know, rock hard and clear that the woman was saying yes, that it wasn't really consent. And again, back in the 1990s, there was this attitude that if a woman consented to have sex with a man and woke up the next day with regrets, that could be reconstructed as sexual assault. We're all the way back there. All the progress that was made since the 1990s has been destroyed. Now, as I mentioned before, our society is clearly polarizing. And Russia Today came out with an article saying that if you're tired of the political divide in America, don't worry, it's going to get much worse. And they're basically saying that the polarization is now so bad, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, to make any progress on social or economic policies. You're just going to have the liberals and the conservatives standing on opposite sides of the room, making stink face at each other and unable to extend a hand and say, can we compromise? And that is a big, big problem. All right, well, let's get into some other areas of our domestic politics here, and we'll keep an eye on what's going on with Kavanaugh. Sheldon Adelson is now the largest single donor for the midterm elections. He's giving $55 million to Republicans so the Republicans can keep their majority in both houses of Congress and keep that Israel first agenda going. And I think Sheldon Adelson and George Soros are good arguments you know, for not allowing people to have that much money. And the real problem is we used to have these laws in the United States that did limit how much money any one individual could donate to a political campaign, specifically to prevent the rich from simply buying the government. And we lost those. And that's why we lost the government. That Capitol building is basically a shopping mall, probably one of the few that's still operating successfully, where all the corruptors go on up and they get out their money and they buy the government they want from under you, the American people. We're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And backing up to the Kavanaugh circus, Dianne Feinstein is now out there saying that this latest FBI investigation is not credible because they did not interview Christine Ford. Well, why would they need to? Christine Ford has a sworn statement. She's got her testimony before the Judiciary Committee, plus everything that she's been saying all over the media. But this is... you know, apparently this investigation didn't find what the Democrats wanted it to find. It may have even found more damaging information. And so Dianne Feinstein wants to take it off the table completely, not just keep it secret from the American people. She wants it off the table completely. This is desperation on the cusp of madness. Okay, let's take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, with the election coming up, I wanted to point out something that I think is a bit inherently problematic with exit polling. And that is that, well, you know, we used a system of an Australian ballot, you know, where our voting booths have curtains on them and, you know, people are supposed to be able to vote, you know, without revealing who they voted for their own protection. And I can remember, supposedly, well, I can remember a time in one particular, or, you know, relatively rough industrial town area in my region, you know, where there were supposedly mob connections and unions and stuff like that, where if you, you know, in the community where if you were, you know, if found out to have voted for the wrong person or something, you know, your house was, you know, you were in danger of being accosted or having your house vandalized or something like that. And so, you know, being able to vote in private was a fairly important thing. Now, of course, when after people vote and they come out, if they're approached by a pollster, they can certainly opt to decline, you know, but I'm not interested, thanks. Okay, then that's fine, you know. Some people are more candid or more activistic, and they might say, yeah, I voted for this one or that one, and here's why, and that's fine. But, you know, I'm just thinking about, you know, these heightened tensions and, you know, people, you know, protesters maybe getting, or these bust-in people coming in and getting kind of boisterous or demanding, you know, stuff and, or you know, possibly okay. Getting violent.
Glenn, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're almost out of time on this segment, and
yeah,
I want to respond to that.
Yeah.
The purpose of exit polling is to try and confirm that the official results are, in fact, accurate. And exit pollsters simply keep count of how many people voted for what candidate. The names of the voters are not taken down. They're not recorded. So, again, their privacy is still protected.
If they're overheard or seen on site, you know, or overheard, I mean, they could be accosted in the parking lot if they're somebody overhears and this, you know, so what I'm saying is, yeah, people, I mean, the problem is overcome if people who are concerned about that simply decline to answer a poll, you know, so, but I just want to point out that
you do have that right here, but we need to keep the exit polling because we need every safety check we have on these elections, especially in a country with elections as crooked as we have here in the United States of America. Okay. All right, so we got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number two.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.